Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Well, it's a very exciting morning in local Aotearoa music today. I have on the line with me Zach Arnold, who is here to speak about the Tait Music Awards as the nominees are out today, which is very exciting. Good morning, Zach.
Kia ora, how's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Feeling really good, particularly as, I'm a board member of Independent Music New Zealand, and it's a big day for us with the announcement of the Tait Music Prize shortlist and the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut shortlist to be, we've just announced them. It's super exciting.
Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome day for music, really. I thought, before we kind of get into the details of nominees and all that, I mean, I'm sure some of our listeners know it well, but I thought what might be a good place to start is kind of to talk to the awards a little bit and kind of what is the sort of ethos around the Tait Music Prize?
Yeah, sure. So the awards were named after the late Dylan Tait, who was one of Aotearoa's most respected music journalists. This award, the Tait Music Prize, recognises outstanding creativity for an entire collection of music contained in one recording.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at albums, really, albums from a specific year. So I think, lots of awards these days kind of focus on singles, or maybe, commercial success, whereas the Tait Music Prize has always been rooted in, celebrating that full body of work. And the list of previous winners include folks like Lawrence Arabia, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Street Chant, Avondale Bowling Club, Troy Kingi, and last year, Anthony Tonin took home the award with Leave Love Out of This. So it's got a long history of celebrating really important alternative albums that come from independent place.
Yeah, that is a great list of winners there. What are kind of the prerequisites to be able to be selected as a nominee? I assume that album had to come out in 2022?
Correct, yep. There had to be, say, a certain number of tracks or a certain number of duration.
Yeah, right.
But then it's kind of open to anyone who had released a record that fit that criteria. It helps if you're a member of Independent Music New Zealand, but anyone can put forth their own record. That's put to all of that full list of everyone who puts themselves forward is put to all of the Independent Music New Zealand members, as well as some trusted music industry folk to help choose this short list of 10. And then from there, it goes to a round of judging panels that will kind of happen over the next month or so. And then they come up with the winner. The process is pretty similar for the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award. The only tweak is that it's mandatory to be a member of Independent Music.
Right, right.
And to be a member, all you have to do is hold a copyright. So, hold a copyright for a song.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And be an independent company. So if you go to the Independent Music New Zealand website, you can find out all those details. I think there's power in coming together and ensuring that there's an even playing field for everybody in music.
Yeah, I totally agree. And what I love about this award is the huge variation of genres that get considered and are covered amongst the nominees. I mean, it's quite incredible how wide that net can be.
Yeah, I mean, we want to celebrate all sound that's created in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So, I mean, and that's what folks like yourself, the RDU, do so well, you know. Everything's good, you know.
Yeah, we're post-internet,
everything's good, but something do deserve a special mention, and so that's what the Tape Music Prize is all about.
I totally, totally agree. That seems like quite a good segue, actually. Why don't you take us through this year's nominees?
Sure thing. So the finalists for the 2023 Tape Music Prize are Aldous Harding for Warm Chris, Avondale Bowling Club for Trees, Ernie Bell for Venus's Home, Phaser Days for Break, Hans Puckett with No Drama, Marlon Williams for My Boy, Princess Chelsea for Everything Is Gonna Be Alright, Tammy Nielsen with Kingmaker, Tekahu with Tekahu Orangi, and The Bests with Expert in a Dying Field.
Ah, brilliant. Now, I know it probably sounds like such a cliche to say this, but I say, like, I at some point have genuinely enjoyed all of those albums. That's not an easy decision to make.
No, and I'm very glad I'm not on that judging panel.
So am I allowed to ask who is on that judging panel?
You can ask, but the judges are announced following the award ceremony.
Okay.
So, you know, nothing untoward can happen.
Yeah, but, yeah, fair enough.
Rest assured, it's full of folks who are, you know, pretty important to Aotearoa's music industry. They come from a wide range of jobs throughout that industry, and there's some student radio network faces in there as well.
Cool. So I can ask, I just won't receive, basically.
Correct.
Yeah. And I guess go through the nominees as well for this one's a long title, the Auckland Live Beast Independent Debut Award.
Yeah, it is a bit of a mouthful. So the three albums that are nominated for that are Woody Donner's Being Alone, Tekahu with Tekahu Orangi, and Ernie Bell with Venus's Home. Three really strong debuts.
Yeah, incredibly so.
Yeah, and so previous winners of that award include folks like Merck, The Miltones, Alien Weaponry, Repulsive Women, Nah Noise, and last year Jasmine Mary. So again, very happy that I'm not on the judging panel.
I
can't wait to see. I can't wait to give all of these records another listen, you know, with fresh ears and see who the judges decide who's going to win. So there's a ceremony happening later in April, where everyone will come together and celebrate. That's happening on April 18th. So
cool. Oh, that's ages to wait. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, I guess enough time to listen to all of those records. You know, give them a couple of spins. If you head to the Independent Music New Zealand social channels, you can get all of the details in there. We've also got like listening links, video links, and links to everyone's Bandcamp. So you can really, like, as a listener or someone that's interested in local music, you can really dive in, and we've made it as easy as possible for you.
Oh, that's brilliant. I may go and, like, do my own, like, faux judging, like, just imagine I'm a judge, just have some fun with it.
Yeah, do it.
I did have one more question, actually, and that was, what is the prize itself, like, what do the winners receive?
Oh, yeah. Great question. Let me just make sure I'm 100% right. So the winners of the Tape Music Prize receive a cash prize of $12,500.
Oh, lovely.
Recorded Music New Zealand. Yeah, wouldn't say no to that. And then the winners of the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award receive a smaller cash prize of $2,500, thanks to NZ On Air, as well as opportunities for upskilling and performance opportunities thanks to Auckland Live.
Cool, cool. And well, hey, in this economy, I think just take any money you can get, to be quite honest.
Right. Especially money where you just get it out in the blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Really strong attached, you know?
Yeah.
I should also note that there's a couple of other awards that happen at the Tate Music Prize.
Oh, yes.
On the 18th of April, Independent Music New Zealand will also be giving out the Independent Spirit Award, which is given to somebody who celebrates or is passionate about New Zealand music and generally comes from the music industry.
Oh, that's nice.
There's also the NZ On Air Outstanding Music Journalism Award, because we really want to help foster strong music journalism.
Yeah, totally.
In the country. And IMNZ will also crown a classic record, so celebrating one of those records that's at least 20 years old.
Oh, right. Oh, I like that. That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, Zach, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And well done. There was a lot of information there, so like, well done on getting that all out.
Oh, thank you for having me. We really appreciate it. If anyone's interested about the awards or becoming a member of Independent Music New Zealand, just head to our website. All the details are there.
Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.